The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test them, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has five barley loaves and two fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. There's an interesting line here in today's gospel. Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted. Christ's instruction to pick up the leftovers teaches us that material resources are gifts of God and should not be wasted. They should be used in a spirit of poverty. Our society over the last several decades has become more and more materialistic, consumeristic even, to the point where it's become what some popes have called the throwaway culture. We buy things knowing full well they will not last but a season. We buy shoes that might look good but won't last a year. We buy more food than we know what to do with, and much of it spoils and is thrown out. But this isn't exactly new for our day. Back in 1974, Pope Paul VI said of today's gospel, "What an excellent lesson in thrift, for our age especially, given as it is to wastefulness. It carries with it the condemnation of a whole concept of society wherein consumption tends to become an end in itself." Too often, this attitude of consumption and materialism turns into a contempt for the poor and the needy. We spend and spend and spend on newer and nicer things without a single thought given over to those who go without. It's on us then, my brothers and sisters, to reflect well on this line from the gospel and take to heart the intention behind it. Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted.